Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and we are the home of the Super Bowl come Sunday. Now, my Moss Family Automotive Studios, where I happen to be sitting, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the people that are working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on MeWe at the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also on Parler, which may or may not be coming back Monday. I'm on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out for all the great things we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now, hour number two, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you got something you want to say there?
Well, yes, Captain, you and I were talking during the break. It looks like President Biden might be trying to backpedal a little bit on this $15 per hour minimum wage as being part of the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 aid package. He said that he's going to be interviewed by CBS's Norah O'Donnell, I believe, during the Super Bowl. And in the interview ahead of that, tells her, quote, "I don't think it's going to survive." He says, "My guess is it," meaning the $15 of an hour wage, a minimum wage, says, "My guess it will not be in it." My guess is, rather, it will not be in it. So looks like he might be backpedaling on that. And wasn't that a major campaign promise, Captain, of President Biden, that he was going to make that happen?
It was.
Yep. Well, some folks, again, may be finding out, wait a minute, he's not doing the stuff he said he was due. So a lot of the stuff he's done, I will give you that, because he has done all these executive orders to reverse all of the Trump policies. So he went right to that, cut out the XL pipeline, killed a lot of jobs. But as far as the $2,000 checks and now the $15 minimum wage, that seems to have been taken out of the mix.
All right. Now, I also want to thank WMIC Radio, AM 660, FM 95.3. They're located in Sandusky, Michigan. That's the thumb of Michigan. And their signal covers not only Sandusky, but goes up to Flint into Saginaw. It goes into Detroit. Goes into Toledo, Port Huron, and over to the outside western edge of Cleveland. So thank you very much to them for covering our for carrying our show.
Absolutely, yeah. Welcome to everybody at WMIC and the great state of Michigan. And, of course, the footprint, as you said, goes all over different places as well.
And Ohio. We're going to get new listeners in Ohio and both Michigan. Okay, well, let's go over here to Joe Biden and his EPA pick. Now, Kyle, Michael Reagan, no relation, acknowledged that the administration's green energy agenda will enrich China in the near future. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Most solar energy and electric vehicle parts all come from China.
Yep.
So who's making the money on this deal?
Well, no kidding. Well, that would be China, for sure.
Yeah, so here we go again.
Well, of course. And again, doesn't it seem to sort of jive with what we talked about prior to the election and all the connections for China and Hunter Biden and all that stuff? And yet, here we go. And unfortunately, it looks like that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. And you know, never say never in this business. By the way, your state of California, the Marine base there, Camp Pendleton, is missing 10 pounds of C4 explosive. That's not good.
No, that's actually very, very concerning, to say the least.
Yeah, because you can only imagine where it might be going and what it might be used for. And I'm not that I'd hope for anything bad, but it kind of looks like it. By the way, the Wisconsin legislature, which is Republican-controlled, repealed the Democratic governor's mask mandate. Well, after they did that, he turned around and signed an executive order for a new one.
Right, exactly. Well, again, that's the back and forth, as it were. But, you know, if it was repealed once, they would likely try to do it again.
Yeah, and it's just amazing the things that are going on here, the games that are being played. By the way, did you hear about little Greta Thunberg? You know, she's a little whiz-bang kid from where, Norway or somewhere up there?
Right, yeah, and she's a climate activist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she accidentally posted a document with the talking points on the protest for India, and now she's facing criminal charges as a result of doing that, because what she was about to do was criminal.
That is unbelievably amazing. That's really something. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to drift on over here to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She had something to say yesterday. Matt Gaetz had something to say yesterday. And the IRS, wait till you hear what the IRS did to a whole bunch of people. And it was wrong. It was wrong. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield you got, especially if it's got a chip or a crack in it, because give that windshield an inspection today. And if you do have a chip or a crack, you'll wind up with $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're down here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required to have them do that. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, just give them a call, and Auto Glass America will then come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, and give you a brand spanking new windshield and a full-time guarantee warranty with it. And $100 put back in the palm of your hand when you tell them, I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. So the number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Okay. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with the IRS because a lot of people, when I said it, are going, what did the IRS do? Well, what did the IRS do, Kyle?
Well, it looks like, Captain, there might have been a message that went out to about 100,000 people, we understand, that said they would not be receiving a stimulus check when the time comes here.
And they were wrong, because they are going to receive a stimulus.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, so unfortunately, a lot of people got a little bit of a start, to say the least, because, again, a lot of people, and we know, have been hurting out there.
Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, spoke out after her unprecedented removal from the House committees. And again, as Mike said in the last hour when he called in, the squad got to get away with just about anything they wanted, which is true because they are a minority, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to lose that faction of the party to where she needs those votes, especially now. She's only got a plurality of, I believe it's 9, and they're not all voting with her in lockstep anymore.
Well, exactly. That's right.
Yeah, so we'll see where that goes. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be there. She's just not going to be on a committee. They did not censure her, so she still has a mouth.
Well, exactly. But, and again, this double standard, I think, is going to start to become more and more obvious and more, because, again, you know, we always want to speak out against whatever is, you know, weird or kooky or this kind of thing. But unfortunately, and I think you're right, Captain, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she's afraid of upsetting the apple cart, but that's not leadership.
Now, Matt Gaetz mentioned about the House Democrats that were mocking his request to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the hearing of the committee that he's on. He said it's disheartening. Well, I don't see what would be wrong with that, but apparently Jerry Nadler is the chairman of that committee, and he didn't particularly think it was needed because they already said it once a day when they started that, when they opened up the House in the morning. They said it.
Well, right, and what Matt Gaetz was talking about was the idea that, well, if we're talking about unity, especially moving forward here after the incident in January and so forth, wouldn't it be nice to have sort of the show of unity, remind us what we're all supposed to be pledging allegiance to in our country? And you're right, Jerry Nadler, he tried to sort of sweat the whole thing off, and it was just it wasn't very professional the way that he did it, and he turned it into something, again, another point of contention, and it's very sad.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something to the folks here that's going to get a lot of the gun owners upset. First of all, in Florida, the Democrats are at it again. They are challenging the Stand Your Ground law, and they want to change that, even though they do not have the votes to do it in Florida. But they're going to try to do it to show that there is a group of people out there that want to change the gun laws this time around, even though, as I said, it won't. Now, have you heard about Sheila Jackson Lee and the bill that she proposed, H.R. 127?
I don't know if I've heard of H.R. 1 in that regard, but does this have to do with trying to get psychological checks on people?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Wait till
okay.
I tell you what this is, because anybody that owns a gun is about ready to go ballistic.
Okay.
H.R. 127 proposed in the Congress of the United States. This would be a federal law, not a state law, so it would be a federal law. It would impose licensing of firearms and ammunition for possession of any firearm or ammunition. In other words, you'd have to have a license to be able to even have one. It would also impose an additional license to display an antique firearm in your home. You would also have to have an additional license for the possession of any military-style weapons in your home. It would also impose mandated firearm liability insurance with a yearly fee of $800 payable to the U.S. Attorney General. Now, what is that?
Wow. Well, that's a lot of stuff going on right there, no doubt.
Yeah, well, I can get it done for a lot less money than that with a group that I represent, the USCCA, that's over on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, but $800 payable to the U.S. Attorney General. It would also impose a detailed federal firearm registration system in which the public, all federal, state, and local law enforcement, all governments, and all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces has complete access. That's only part one. You ready for the rest?
Uh-huh.
Licensing requirements. A person must be licensed to possess any firearm or ammunition. Number one, must be 21 years of age. Number two, undergo a criminal background check. Number three, completion of a minimum 24-hour training course certified by the U.S. Attorney General. Number four, here we go, undergo a psychological evaluation, and the evaluation does not include that the individual is psychologically unsuited to possess a firearm, as deemed necessary by the licensed psychologist involved. The evaluation includes a psychological evaluation of all members of the household in which the individual resides as well. And then number five, a successfully completed training course must be done certified by the Attorney General in the use of safety storage of firearms that includes at least 24 hours of training. Now, that's just the first part of it. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, listening to all this, it seems like, again, I don't know that this has a lot to do with the some reasonable idea of creating safety, but it seems like an overwhelming of the system, like trying to throw so much at it, it would never bear it. And I think it would start to be an undue burden on being able to exercise your second.
Here is what this is all about. It's all about revenue, because people that have guns want to keep them. They're going to pay for them to keep them is the way they're looking at it. Listen to this. Firearms liability insurance. On issuance of the license, the individual must then have in effect a mandated firearms liability insurance policy. The fee for the insurance policy is $800 per year, payable to the U.S. Attorney General. The fees involved: fee for firearm liability insurance, $800. Fee for firearm and ammunition license, yet to be specified. Fee for antique firearm license, yet to be specified. Fee for the military-style weapons license, yet to be specified. Fee for the background check, yet to be specified. Fee for the training course for the firearms and ammunition license, yet to be specified. Fee for the licensed psychologist to give you your psychological evaluation, not yet specified. The psychologist must be approved by the U.S. Attorney General.
Well, I mean, they might as well just say the Second Amendment, you can't afford it. You know, that's evidently where they're headed with this.
Well, wait till you hear the penalties. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever knowingly violates Section 922BB4 shall be fined not less than $75,000 and not more than $100,000, imprisoned for not less than 15 years and not more than 25 years, or both, except that if the transferee of a firearm possesses or uses the firearm during or in relation to a crime, an intentional, unintentional shooting, a suicide, the transfer shall be fined not less than $100,000, not more than $150,000, imprisoned for not less than 25 years, and not more than 40 years, or both.
Well, again, what they're doing is they begin to put a very substantial way, an undue burden on exercising.
Now, here's another thing where the rubber meets the road. The term large-capacity ammunition feeding device means a magazine, belt, drum, feed strip, or similar device that has the capacity of or that can be readily restored or converted to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition, but that does not include an attached tubular device designed to accept and capable of operating only with .22 caliber rimfire ammunition. In other words, if you want to have something that carries more than 10 rounds in a magazine, it can only be a .22 caliber rifle.
Wow.
Yep. And by the way, they're going to get rid of all ammunition 50 caliber and above. It'll be prohibited. So, that's what Sheila Jackson Lee wants to do. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has passed a Senate amended budget resolution on President Biden's coronavirus stimulus package. Congress could approve final legislation by March 15th, the date when additional unemployment benefits expire. January's jobs report shows 10.1 million Americans are unemployed. The Department of Labor said Friday that 49,000 jobs were added. The president's plan includes a provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. But he tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell it is not likely to be approved.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
The president says he is committed to continuing negotiations on raising the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our attorney friends, Farrah and Farrah. Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's farrahandfarrah.com. Check them out, and here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. And don't forget, they have someone there 24-7 to answer your questions. You can call them at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. There's someone there right now. They have offices in Florida and Georgia. So check them out, farrahandfarrah.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we need to mention that the Biden administration is pushing back against the CDC's approval to open the schools because they said there's no reason why we can't open the schools. Now, Joe Biden is obviously tight with the teachers union, correct? They gave him more money than any other candidate. You know that, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
All right, but isn't this kind of a stunning hypocrisy on the part of Biden? that he's pushing back about opening the schools when the CDC, his own CDC, says, hey, open them. No reason why we can't.
Well, again, this is another good example, Captain, of the fact that for the Democrat Party elite, all of their decisions, if not all of their decisions, are pretty much already made for them because they have to follow the game plan, the ideology. They can't cross, in this case, the teachers union, for the same reason Nancy Pelosi can't really cross the squad. And it's very, very sad. But again, leaders have to lead. Joe Biden, in his heart of hearts, has got to know that the kids aren't doing well out there. Kids are failing. Kids, we have all kinds of mental issues that are happening as well. And that's because the kids are being denied their ability to get together, go to school, live a normal life, this kind of thing. So, a leader leads, and Joe Biden needs to stand up to the unions in this case and say, we're going to find a way to do it safely, but America has to move forward here.
Now, if they're worried about insurrection at the Capitol, I wonder how worried they are about the fact that a man, an intruder at Joint Base Andrews, broke into a plane used by senior U.S. leaders. It apparently was a 737 jet aircraft.
That's right. It's known as the C-40 plane, which looks identical to the 737 commercial kind of plane. And that's right. So what they did is they found this person. According to these reports, they say that he may be suffering from mental issues. When he was caught, he said he just wanted to see a plane. So they're definitely looking into that aspect of it. But again, how do you get onto the Joint Base Andrews and get onto an airplane that is actually used by government officials? That's going to be part of the investigation here, obviously.
Now, Governor Newsom out there in California is in big trouble. It looks like they're going to have 2 million signatures, which is about a half million more than what they're going to need for the recall petition. But we also heard that Congressman Daryl Issa is also saying that this time around, he was involved back in 2003 with the governor recall there. That was, what, Gray Davis?
That's right, Gray Davis, yep.
Yeah, he was involved in that back in 2003, which is what brought him to national prominence. And he has called the Newsom effort more important that they get rid of Newsom rather than what they had going on in 2003.
Well, certainly what was happening about 18 years ago in California is different by many accounts than what we see happening today. Because of COVID and also because of what's been happening under the leadership of Gavin Newsom and the monoparty rule that has had, you know, another almost two decades to really permeate in California. And so, you know, what I think is happening right now is people are saying, look, the smart money is leaving California. Businesses are leaving California. People are leaving California in droves, and the rest just doesn't look good. So exactly, this is a very, very important time in California history. There's a lot of people, Captain, who believe California can be saved. That's why they're mounting this recall. And if they're going to get almost 2 million, that means that any signatures that could be invalidated certainly are not going to. In other words, there would be enough there that if some were invalidated, they'd still be able to move forward to a ballot.
Now, Mitt Romney, who has apparently, you know, gone off the reservation more than once here lately, has now brought up sponsoring a new effort by the United States government to pay monthly child support to families that are separated or divorced. And he also wants the government to promote marriage.
Very interesting. Well, this is, you know, it starts to sound like basic income, or it sounds more, again, like the government sort of starting to get involved in these things. But it's quite interesting because at least in terms of the academic discussion part of this, the government's trying to promote something by paying somebody to do it, the same way the government discourages things by taxing it, just like all of the gun regulations those proposed regulations you were talking about in the last segment.
Okay. Now, the Senate Democrats have blocked an amendment to exclude rioters from receiving Small Business Administration loans and assistance.
Yeah, very interesting. And again, this is the magnitude of what we saw happen in
Well, there were business people in that. And they're concerned that maybe they're going to show up in a sense where they might get charged with something, even though they were just standing there watching what was going on.
Well, right, exactly. So it can't be such a broad brush. But I'm curious about other people that did rioting back during the summertime that we watched as cities were on fire. Are there any consequences for people? Now some Democrat spokespeople and so forth said, well, they had no choice but to riot.
Okay, well, Lucia's sending us something about election law and this, that, and the other, and shouldn't the federal government step in and do this, that, and the other? Unfortunately, the election law and the reform for elections all falls on the part of the states, not the federal government, the states. And it all starts locally. It starts at your dog catcher. It starts at your tax assessor. It starts at your city or town council, and then works its way up the ladder. And if you want to change election law, if you want to do the things that you're talking about, Lucia, you have to have that done at the local level, including voter ID. And by the way, there was one of the things that Mike Lindell talked about in his video that he put out about illegals voted and the votes were counted and this, that, and the other. Well, again, that's not supposed to happen. And if it did happen, he was stating numbers that he had that he said he did with his investigation that didn't necessarily jibe with the ones that got certified, because the ones that count, the only votes that count, are the ones that were certified by the states.
Well, that's right. And, of course, if you've ever seen them building the buildings downtown, the big skyscrapers, what do they do first? They have to build this enormous foundation for the building. They dig way, way far down.
Yep.
That's the same thing of our election process. We have to have a solid foundation. Without that, the building's not going to stand.
And the supervisor of elections happens to be a local county position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's where it starts. And then it goes up the line. And by the way, the Secretary of States are the ones that run it in the majority of the states. So you have Secretary of States in these various states. Some of them, not all of them, but the majority of them are elected positions.
Right. But the rub on this, or some of the resistance is, well, there's a lot of work to be done. But that's right. There's a lot of work to be done. And if we can hunker down and do it, we will change the way that the elections are done insofar as that they will be done fairly and they will be done accurately, and we will have a much better confidence level in the results of any of the elections.
And Barry is asking us if we've talked about the MSN personality talking about wanting drones out there to attack various people and places. Yes, we did, and that story is about probably a month old now. So they're regurgitating older news. I guess they're getting bored. They don't have much to talk about anymore, right?
Well, that's right. I think so.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Got snow out there tonight in bitterly cold conditions in the northern part of the U.S. We'll tell you all about it.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoorah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Stand in the wall for the rest of us. Thank you very much for what you do. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee in the Third Watch. Tell them the captain sent you. And then, by the way, it's free for that. How about joining the Drivers Club or the RV Club? That's free too. And let's get started out here with something that's a favorite of mine, My Town.
Sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. Can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blow my old man. I came back
righty, that's Montgomery Gentry. This is My Town, and I had the opportunity to meet those guys a few years ago in a concert, and it was a lot of fun. They're the real deal, and yeah, let's go back to Kyle Warren. Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, that's a great song. I wish I could just play that over and over again. But anyway, I'm going to read the statement, and then you get going there. An Arctic air mass with frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills is expected to consume much of the northern plains and upper Midwest into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley this weekend. Wind chill factors approaching 45, 50 below zero in some areas. Widespread wind chill warnings and advisories are already in effect. Meanwhile, a winter system will become better organized this weekend from the central plains into portions of the east and northeast with some heavy snow. And we already have a winter storm warning for Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York City. Here we go again. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, the Rockies, of course, are going to be freezing this weekend, that's for sure, because of that Arctic air mass and the polar vortex that you're talking about, Captain. We're going to see some really heavy snow all throughout the central, northern, central part of the state of Montana, Great Falls, Billings. The snow is going to be fanning out there to the northern part and central part of Idaho as well. Great Falls, checking in earlier at -3 degrees, and it's staying right there since last hour as well. Bozeman at 12, so you can get an idea just how cold and how much snow there really is happening up there in Montana. So be very careful you're coming across I-90. Also, if you're heading through the 4th of July Pass area, you've got wet pavement and new snow accumulation in the forecast as well. Over in Washington State, we have high wind warnings coming across I-90 and especially Snoqualmie Pass. Be careful there. You've got rain and snow mix and wet pavement as well.
Uh-huh.
Also down in Utah, we've got winter weather advisories and all through the central part west of I-25 in Colorado.
Okay, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of Minnesota, the western and northern part of Wisconsin, including the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and Chicago, Illinois, west to Iowa, and the northeastern and central part of Iowa. Wind chill advisories anywhere from 15 to 25 to 35 to 45 below zero. The further north you go, the colder it is, below zero actual temperatures, and then the wind on top of it. By the way, Rapid City, South Dakota, coming across I-90, getting into South Dakota, coming across South Dakota, halfway across the state, you've got snow tonight. You have a winter storm warning in the central part of Nebraska tonight, parts of I-80, but then the southern central part of Nebraska has a winter storm warning. Snow all the way across I-80, all the way towards Chicago. I-70, snow out of Kansas, about halfway across Kansas through Kansas City, all the way across Missouri, through St. Louis, across Ohio, through Effingham to the Indiana line. And then you got snow on the western side of Michigan, about halfway across Michigan. Now the snow is moving across. You do have a lake effect advisory winter storm watch, not a warning yet, but a lake snow advisory for Oswego County all the way up to St. Lawrence, the St. Lawrence Seaway, and from Dundee to Buffalo. And then you've got a frozen ice wave mess. Yes, that's what they'll call it. The waves hit the shore, it turns to ice from Toledo east all the way to Cleveland. So be advised of that. But the big thing that's happened in the last hour is we've got snow that's going to be up from the north, the mountains of Georgia, up along the mountains of South Carolina and North Carolina, and through about half of Michigan. Half of Virginia. Got Michigan on my mind because it's a new affiliate. The eastern part of Kentucky, the southern part of West Virginia. But there's a winter storm warning right now that encompasses Richmond, Washington, over west towards Charlottesville. Then comes on up towards, now it's a little bit west of Baltimore, and it also gets up into the Philadelphia area, up towards Allentown. It comes up through Jersey, and it goes right to New York City, a winter storm warning. So here we go again. Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday, and stay warm.
Thank you. Same to you, Captain. Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we're going to talk to
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and sign up for the great articles that she puts out there, and you'll find out what's going on. Okay, so it looks like as if, regardless of what anybody else is saying, and there's multiple reports on this, Joe Biden says everybody that's supposed to get a $1,400 or $2,000 check is going to get a $1,400 check.
Correct.
So that's where we're at. But go ahead.
It's $1,400.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, because I had somebody, I've had two people call me during the show, during the breaks, and say, well, it was supposed to be $2,000. Well, $600 plus $1,400 is $2,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't quite understand that that's the way it's working. They thought that Trump was the one that said the $600. No, Trump said $2,000, but they'd only let $600 come through. So it is what it is. But what can you say to you don't already know, right?
Yeah, but it was Biden who made the last promise about 2000. And
that's
he,
right.
He said it completely wrong. And now the trick is the universe of people that would be eligible for the 1400. It may be people, there's two numbers out there that are floating. People that earn $50,000 or less or $75,000 or less. That's it.
Yep. And that makes sense.
That made that decision, yeah.
Well, that makes sense because we first heard 300,000 and less, and people that are making 300,000 a year, unless, of course, they've run their business into the ground and are bankrupt, $1,400 isn't going to help them, $2,000 or whatever. Go get a small business loan, which can be done.
Or there's well, but there's still PPP money out there, too.
Yeah, that they're sitting on, and that's amazing people aren't doing that. Okay, very quickly, Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Florida Matt Gaetz, Florida 1, said the House Democrats have been mocking him since he requested to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the hearing of the committee that he's on. He says it's rather disheartening, and of course that's Jerry Nadler, and Jerry Nadler's excuse was, well, we already sang it once a day anyway.
Yeah.
Nadler is just, by the way, how can he say the pledge when he wears his pants up around his neck? Where's he put his hand? Little joke for you.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, want to mention, and we'll tell him, when we get back, we got two announcements to make here. We'll do it when we come back. Here comes the music. So, Denise, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And a couple of quick announcements. We got all kinds of stuff going on here for the Super Bowl. Last night it was party heaven. There's two big hotels behind me. They were roaring. There's a little beer place on the corner. It was roaring. And they had some sort of outdoor concert down below me in the West Shore Plaza last night. So a lot of stuff going on. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.